providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Chatting with Charlotte Cuthbertson right now, editor and I believe reporter for the Epoch Times. I want to say that we're going to get some very, very interesting comments from Charlotte that hopefully really tell it the way it is. I'm going to talk about something with Charlotte that I put on the internet earlier today. It's entitled Remarks by Vice President Pence After Meeting with Congressional Leadership on Border Security. This came out on January 9th. I want you to read it. It isn't that long. It's fairly lengthy, but it isn't that long. But it really, really opens up your eyes as to the evil nature of Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. Before we get into that political issue, though, Charlotte, what I want to ask you is I'm billing you on the show, or identifying you on the show, I guess I should say, as Charlotte Boots on the Ground Cuthbertson. Now, you just interviewed, if I'm not mistaken, the sheriff of Tijuana. Is that correct?
No, actually, it was Sheriff in Texas, Jackson County, Texas, and he was actually with President Trump down at the border yesterday, and he's actually heading to the White House now for a roundtable on border security and immigration.
Charlotte, what is your opinion based on what you've seen for the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks spending time on the border? Do we need border security, or is Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer correct that we probably don't even have a problem? Is that even close to being correct?
Well, I talk to Border Patrol and I talk to sheriffs, border sheriffs, and every one of them that I've ever talked to have said border security in the way of walls work. But not only walls, they want fencing or physical barrier, whatever you'd like to call it. But you need the manpower and the technology to go with it. So it's a full package, but everywhere that exists, it works. And so if the experts that are down there on the front lines are saying that in unison, then I think we have to take that seriously.
Do we have the technology? Let's not use the word wall. Let's use the wall from now on, the word wall from now on, basically as synonymous with just effective border security. Do we have the technology right now, from what you've seen over the last number of weeks, do we have the technology to provide effective border security?
Technology on its own, from what I understand, isn't enough. I was in Arivaca, Arizona recently, where there is either nothing or there's a 4-strand barbed wire fence. And Customs and Border Protection have 2 surveillance towers in the area. But because of the mountainous region, those towers don't see into the valleys where most of this cartel activity is going on as far as smuggling aliens and smuggling drugs. I hung out with a group, Arizona Border Recon, who has hidden trail cameras there. And they catch group after group in full camo gear with backpacks on, with their shoes that hide their tracks, just strolling into the U.S.
Charlotte.
So, you know, yeah. You need it all.
Charlotte, let me ask you this. Is the real problem when it comes to U.S. security, is the real problem the criminal element coming out of Mexico, the drugs coming out of Mexico, or is the real problem less dangerous than that, and all simply people who are trying to get across to provide, admittedly illegally, to provide themselves with a potential for a better life? Or is the real problem, again, I want to repeat this, the illegal element, and they're all illegal, of course, but the criminal element and the element of smuggling and drugs, which of those problems is greater?
I don't know if you can separate them, Al. I think the idea of people coming into the country illegally, you know, there are legal pathways to come into this country. You can claim asylum at any of the 26 ports of entry along the southwest border, at any airport. You don't need to come into the country illegally to claim asylum. You know, I was looking at the statistics in Texas today. In the last 7.5 years, there have been more than 500 homicides committed by illegal aliens. I mean, if you want to talk to their families and ask them what the bigger problem is, I don't know if you can separate them. The opioid crisis is devastating communities. That's just as bad. So I don't know if there's, you know, a worse illegal crime either way. But all seems bad to me.
Well, it's pretty obvious to me that Donald Trump really is, really wants to get his way, because I think he's got a big ego, or maybe a small ego in reality. I'm not really sure. But is the real problem purely and simply the criminal element coming in, the amount of illegal drugs coming in? Is that the real problem?
That is a definite problem. Do you mean coming over, crossing illegally? Are you saying because of the wall?
I'm saying, is the major problem with illegal immigration, aside from the fact that a whole bunch of people are breaking the law, but is the major problem, the problem of consequence to the American people, number one, the criminal element coming in, and number two, coupled with that, the amount of illegal drugs coming in?
Right. Yes. Yeah, I would say so.
Okay.
Both of those are devastating communities.
Okay, so that in your opinion is the big problem. And what I don't understand, and maybe I need to get a different perspective on this from someone like yourself, is I don't understand how a rational politician who pulls the strings, like a Nancy Pelosi and a Chuck Schumer, why they don't understand that the gravity of the problem isn't the average Mexican slipping across the border, coming in and getting a job as a gardener. That's not the major problem. The major problem that concerns the Republicans is the criminal element that's coming in, plus the huge amount of illegal drugs that are coming in. If that is the major problem, which you've led me to believe it is, I simply don't understand how anybody can say, you know, I'm not interested in stopping that.
Right. If the job of the president and the politicians are to, you know, swear an oath to protect and serve their people, or uphold the Constitution, which protects Americans, then I would think that keeping Americans secure should really be front of mind for everyone. But also, not to forget that there are a lot of pathways for people to come into America legally, and I think no one has an objection to that.
And you're saying what? You're saying no one? You know what? We've got to take a real quick commercial break, Charlotte, here in just about 30 seconds. I want to get into that aspect of the situation at length, get your opinion, because you've been down there for a lot of time. You spent a lot of time down there, boots on the ground. You're actually seeing, you're talking to people who are in a position that they can tell you the truth. And what I want to say is I want to talk about the aspect of perhaps making it possible to allow more people in legally. Is that a viable option? And that's what we're going to address in this segment. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Quick commercial break. Going to be right back.